Soak Up the Sun, that's Sheryl Crow on Nova 103.5. And when you're soaking up the sun, you probably want to have a Jet Blast lolly or slush with you. It's time for Fly Namibia's My Business Journey. And in the studio with me, I've got Heino from Jet Blast. Morning, Heino.
Morning, David.
So you guys are going on 3 years old now. Jet Blast going on 3 years. How have things changed over those years?
Yeah, that's right. We've just actually passed the three-year mark. It's changed from where we literally started in our garage, hand-sealing everything, making it until 9 o'clock in the evening, starting early morning, up to having a fully run, fully kitted out factory with staff helping and doing the production and us just overseeing and making sure everything runs smoothly.
So, I mean, so going from that two-person operation with just you and Darren, like you say, hands-on sealing things yourself, putting stickers on, I assume, to employing the team, what are some of the challenges that have come with that growth?
So the first one probably on my side was to trust someone else to start doing what we do. You know? So that's one of the things. But otherwise, you know, it's growing and keeping up with that and making sure that you don't, as they say in Afrikaans, pap moet op die grond val. So that was quite a big challenge. And to manage everything effectively and ensure that we are growing and not losing out and just keeping overhead control of everything.
And I mean, that's a trick, I suppose, because especially in the early days, until you have sort of standing orders, you know, you don't want to manufacture too much, but you also don't want to be caught short. So that stock control, how much of a challenge was getting stock control right?
It was quite bad. So when we moved into our new factory that we acquired beginning of 2022, our freezer, I think, literally had 10 boxes inside. And yeah, we looked at it, it's like, how are we going to fill this? So that was difficult getting that. And luckily, some of the suppliers were very patient with us. You know, we ordered really little amounts. Because again, everything's got an expiry.
Yeah.
But we grew from that up to where we are about 70% capacity now, what we're doing permanently. So we're very grateful for that. But that's been a real challenge, like you say. Inventory or ingredients, how do you keep it? How do you keep stock on hand?
Because you're having to bring that in as well. I mean, the ingredients that you use aren't manufactured locally within Namibia. You have to import them.
Yeah, that's right. So some of the key ingredients we have to import. And like you said, and then that normally that's associated with some minimum order, which made it difficult. And then it's a cash flow issue that you're facing. And then there were months where nothing happened. You know, winter, and we weren't known yet. We weren't in retail. So that was a very, very tough time.
Mentioning retail, I've seen some of your lollies now in some of the larger retail chains, including some of the more traditionally South African retail chains. Was that an easy process, or were there a lot of hoops to jump through?
It's been extremely difficult, to put it mildly. We were lucky enough to, beginning of this year, we signed up a contract or agreement with one of the largest cold chain distributors in Southern Africa, which was difficult to get on board, to get everything going. But we were, when we signed the agreement, the only Namibian supplier, which we were quite proud of. And that's helped us a lot. So they do everything, you know, they do our merchandising, signing the deals, you know, swell allowances, all that stuff that we don't really have to deal with.
Yeah.
But it was tough to get in.
You're mentioning that they are Southern Africa wide. Is there any scope, you know, are you possibly looking at taking Jet Blast outside the borders?
Oh, that would be nice. We've got big plans, but we're not geared up for that yet. So that will be our next scale. We're still in the growth phase now. But we're definitely looking at that in the future.
Okay, very, very cool. So if you could go back, are there any things that you'd do differently? I mean, hindsight always being 2020.
So yeah, there's plenty of things that I wish we could have done differently, you know, because normally a mistake, or you know, where you start running into problems, cost you money, and we paid our fees, and sometimes it still happens. But on the other hand, we wouldn't have been forced to learn the things that we know now. So maybe no, I wouldn't have changed it. Maybe a bit more cash flow to deal with those situations.
That'd always be
otherwise
nice.
I wouldn't change anything.
Okay, I mean, to take that concept a little bit further, perhaps. I mean, I think it's fair to say maybe that you and Darren were kind of forced into setting up this company. I mean, you were both flying for Air Namibia. Air Namibia shut down, and obviously you needed something not just to keep you busy, but to you know, keep keep the family cash flow going. If Air Namibia hadn't shut down, do you think you would have ever have thought of stop flying and starting a business?
No. So the dream was always there. I think everybody wants to be an entrepreneur somewhere. But if Air Namibia was still happening, there's no chance we would have left that. You know, it was quite a cushy job, and you get in that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to be pushed out.
So, I mean, you say the dream was always there as an entrepreneur. What do you... was something like Jet Blast always in the back of your mind, or
David? I think I played with 200 or 300 ideas in my life, but it never came to anything.
All right, let's look back then, just over the past 3 years. What do you think the highlights been, and what's the number one lesson that you've learned?
So along, so one of the highlights definitely was when we moved into Hyper Motor City, where we have our factory, when our first machines arrived. Mm. You know, that's when we realized, okay, things are getting serious now. And then when we hit into retail, so that's quite a proud moment when you see your product out there. And when we employed our first staff member in the back of the factory, that helps us, and we're up to 5
nice.
Staff members now. So that's a very proud moment to be able to give unemployed people the opportunity for a job and an income.
Yeah. It just suddenly came to mind, so I'm going to ask it anyway. What is it like, you know, have there been any sort of unique challenges working with a friend? No, put you on the spot, you know, not to call Darren out.
Sorry, Darren. But yeah, so yes, there are some challenges. So we actually spin off nice from each other, ideas and everything. He's got one way of thinking on certain ideas, and I have other ideas. But somewhere we sit together and make a plan. But in the beginning, we used to, you know, fool around quite a lot. And now that we've sort of split up, he's still part of the company, does quite all the admin and the background and everything. But the day-to-day operation, I'm do mostly on my own. And that sort of gives us both more focused attention of what each of us need to do.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Heino. As I said earlier on in the show, Vintook expecting highs today of around 35 degrees. So if you're looking to cool down, go get yourself one of Jet Blast's products.
Thanks, David.